Good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to be with you once again. Thank you so much for the invite back. I have to tell you a funny story. I was in the Congo of Africa. And they speak French. So I had to have an interpreter translate English to French.
在那里呢, 需要有一个翻译, 把我说的英语翻译成法语,
and I was so nervous
我是如此的紧张,
that I began my sermon and I went on for 5 minutes before I allowed him to translate.
我如此的紧张, 我一直, 讲了五分钟的讲道, 才让我的翻译有时间来翻译,
and I felt a tap on the shoulder.
我可能觉得这个, 我的肩膀上的重担,
and I turned to the translator.
然后他,我就对我的那个翻译说,
and he said, please let me translate.
他说, 请给我翻译的时间,
hopefully I'll do a better job this morning.
希望今天我能做得更好。
One day, sometime after Jesus was raised from the dead,
有一天在主耶稣复活后的某一个时间内,
he was standing on the shores of the Sea of Galilee.
他站在加利利海的旁边岸边,
and he asked the Apostle Peter a very, very important question.
他问使徒彼得一个重要的问题。
We find it recorded in John chapter 21.
这是记录在约翰福音第21章。
And this is what he said.
他是这样问的。
He said, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
约翰的儿子西门,你爱我吗?
It's a subject each follower of Jesus should think daily about. How much do I love Jesus?
这也是一个我们每一个跟随主耶稣的人要问的问题,我们爱耶稣到底有多深呢?
It's very easy to say the words, I love Jesus.
我们要说起来, 是比较简单, 我爱耶稣,
but much more difficult to actually love Jesus.
当然我们要实实在在的去爱耶稣的话,
I've asked myself, what is the depth of my love for Jesus?
我就问过我这样的问题, 我爱耶稣到底有多深呢?
So I have a question for you this morning as we begin.
所以今天, 我对你发出同样的问题,
it's the same question Jesus asked Peter.
就像耶稣问彼得同样的一个问题,
do you love Jesus?
你爱耶稣吗?
I want to explore that theme today.
今天我就要想跟大家一起来探讨一下这个主题。
If you were to squeeze everything I'm about to say into one sentence,
如果要把我今天所说的浓缩成为一句话的话,
this is what my sermon is all about.
我今天是讲到,就要讲这样的话,
Christianity is a love relationship with Jesus Christ.
基督的信仰就是我们与耶稣基督之间爱的关系。
Now let me make some clarifications.
首先有几点重要的澄清。
Christianity is not a religion.
基督的信仰不是一个宗教。
Like Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, etc.
跟伊斯兰教、佛教、印度教是不一样的。
Religion has been defined as man trying to reach God.
我们说的宗教是指的人想去找神。
Man defines God in his own terms.
我们人以人自己的方式来定义神。
And he determines how to relate to God in his own system.
并且根据我们人自己的体系, 来决定如何为这位上帝来沟通。
The Apostle Paul writes about this in Romans chapter 1.
保罗在罗马书第一章是这样说的。
Let me just read a portion of it to you.
我来读其中的一段。
For even though they knew God, they did not honor God as God or give thanks.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不尊他为神，也不感谢他。
Professing to be wise, they became fools.
他们觉得自己本来是聪明的，实际上是愚顽的。
And exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man.
他们用被朽坏的人或者其他飞禽走兽的形象来取代那荣耀的神。
That's what religion is, man seeking God.
宗教就是这样，人去找神。
Christianity, on the other hand, is God seeking man.
恰恰相反，基督的信仰，或者说基督教，是神来找人。
Jesus stood up at a banquet one day.
有一天，耶稣在一个宴会上这样说。
And this is the very truth that he declared.
这也就是他所说出的真理。
Listen to what he said.
请听他是如何说的。
For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save those which are lost.
因为人子来是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
We don't serve the Lord Jesus out of fear.
我们并不是因为惧怕而侍奉我们的主耶稣。
And we don't serve the Lord Jesus in hope of some reward.
我们也不是侍奉我们的主耶稣为了得到什么样的回报。
We serve him because we love him.
是因着我们爱他，所以我们侍奉他。
Our motivation, our reason for serving him is simple.
我们爱他，我们侍奉他的动机很单纯。
We love Jesus and we just want to please Jesus.
我们爱耶稣，我们要得他的喜悦。
Now let me talk about some details the scripture teaches us about what it is to love Jesus.
下面我跟大家来说一下有几个有关爱耶稣的重要的细节。
First of all, to love Jesus is natural for the Christian.
第一点，爱耶稣对我们基督徒来说是自然而然的。
It's a part of our nature once we are born again.
一旦我们重生，这是我们本性的一部分。
There is a built-in disposition of love for Jesus.
爱耶稣的这份爱是从我们心里面发出来的。
In John 8:42, Jesus taught us this.
约翰福音八章四十二节，耶稣是这么说。
The true children of God love Jesus.
神的真正的儿女们都会爱耶稣。
The Apostle Paul put it just a bit different in the book of Romans, the 5th chapter and the 5th verse.
使徒保罗在罗马书第五章第五节里边啊是这样说的。
There he describes for us what a Christian is.
在这里保罗定义基督徒是什么样的人？
He tells us that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
因为神通过圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
So when we are born again, we receive this natural desire to love Jesus.
所以当我们重新得救以后，或者说重生以后，我们有就有这种自然而然的来爱耶稣的动力。
To love Jesus is essential. It's not optional.
爱耶稣对我们来说是必须的，是必不可少的，它不是可有可无的。
The Apostle Paul teaches us that if there's an absence of love for Jesus, then it clearly teaches we don't know Jesus.
使徒保罗告诉我们说，如果我们不爱耶稣的话，那说明我们并不认识耶稣。
And he writes that in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 22.
在哥林多前书16章22节里边这样说。
To love Jesus is to put one's affections above everything and everyone else.
爱耶稣就是把自己的爱放在一切的事物和任何一切的人之上。
Listen to the words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 10, verse 37.
马太福音十章三十七节里边这样说。
He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
We are to love Jesus more than our families.
我们爱耶稣要过于爱我们的家庭。
More than our jobs.
胜过爱我们的工作。
More than our possessions.
胜过我们的财产。
More than our hobbies.
胜过我们的喜好。
More than our recreation.
胜过我们的娱乐。
And even more than our education.
甚至胜过我们所受的教育。
Let me share an interesting illustration from the scriptures of what it is to love Jesus.
下面我要从经文里边给大家分享一个爱耶稣的故事。
Some time ago, I heard a message titled The Tale of Two Sorrows.
最近我听了一篇道，它的题目是两个忧伤的人。
It was a comparison of Peter and Judas's love for Jesus.
这是有关彼得和犹大的爱的对比。
Now we know that Peter and Judas were two of his disciples.
我们知道彼得和犹大是耶稣的两个门徒。
For 3 years, they traveled with Jesus.
他们跟随耶稣达三年之久。
They ate with Jesus.
跟耶稣同吃。
They slept by Jesus' side.
跟耶稣同睡。
They heard him preach and teach.
听耶稣讲道，听他的教导。
They were eyewitnesses of his miracles.
他们见证了耶稣的神迹。
And they were privately and personally instructed by Jesus.
他们是主耶稣手把手教出来的。
Curiously, both Peter and Judas were guilty of betrayal of Jesus.
奇怪的是，彼得和犹大都背叛了耶稣。
Judas sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver.
犹大为了三十块钱出卖了耶稣。
We read of that in Matthew chapter 26.
在马太二十六章里边有这样的记载。
But in that same chapter, we read that Peter vehemently denied that he even knew Jesus 3 times.
在同一章里边，我们也看到彼得有三次坚决地否认他认识耶稣。
The scripture teaches us that after both of these men betrayed Jesus, they were devastated by their actions.
经文里面告诉我们，这两个人他们在背叛耶稣之后，他们自我都好像被摧毁了。
Judas felt very bad about what he did, so bad that he went back to the high priest and threw the silver back at them, and then he went out and he hung himself.
犹大之后呢，就回到祭司长那里，把钱扔给他们，然后跑到外边去上吊死了。
And that's Matthew 27.
这是记录在马太二十七章里边。
He felt bad.But I think it's safe to say he didn't really love Jesus.
他的感觉是如此的糟糕，我可以说他不爱耶稣。
We read in Matthew 27 that Peter also went out and wept bitterly.
马太二十七章里边我们也看到彼得出去痛哭。
It was hard for him to bear that he had let Jesus down.
对他来说是真的是难以忍受，他怎么能这样拒绝耶稣呢？
It grieved him deeply.
他悲痛欲绝。
And it distressed him greatly.
痛苦不堪。
And the difference is this, Peter loved Jesus.
区别在哪里呢？区别在于彼得爱耶稣。
But Judas did not.
犹大却不爱。
We see evidences of Peter's love many times in the Gospels when Jesus was still alive.
在福音书里边有很多地方记载到当主耶稣 还没有被钉死之前，彼得是多么的爱耶稣。
In Matthew 17, he's on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus and James and John.
马太十七章里边，在登山变相那段，他与耶稣在一起。
And what that teaches us, because of what Peter wanted to do, it teaches us that he really loved Jesus because you know what he wanted to do? He wanted to build tents so they could stay on the mountain with Jesus. He didn't want to go anyplace else. I just want to be here with Jesus.
我们从哪里能看出来彼得爱耶稣呢？他在那里愿意搭三座棚，以至于他们和耶稣能一直住在那里，哪里也不去。
He also was very devoted to Jesus.
而且彼得是非常的委身于耶稣的。
One day Jesus said to him, all of you, his disciples, were going to desert him, to run away, and not be there when Jesus needed them.
耶稣告诉他们，有一天，你们这些门徒都会四散的。
But Peter said to him, everybody else may run away, but I will not.
彼得告诉他，其他的人都会离开，我却不会。
He was clearly devoted to Jesus.
他确确实实的对耶稣是有委身的。
He loved Jesus so much that he even tried to protect Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane when they came to arrest him.
他是如此的爱耶稣，在客西马尼园里边，彼得挺身而出来保护耶稣。
He pulled out a sword and cut off the ear of the high priest's servant, a guy named Malchus.
他甚至从腰间把匕首拿出来，砍了一个叫做马勒古的人的耳朵。
And we have an interesting scene of how enthusiastically he loved Jesus.
我们能看到他爱耶稣是何到了何等的程度。
In John 21:7,
在约翰福音二十一章第七节里边
，They're out fishing all night.
他们打了夜的鱼。
And Jesus is on the shores, but the guys in the boat, the disciples, they don't know it's Jesus.
耶稣在岸边。可是在船上的这些门徒，他们并不知道那是耶稣。
And Jesus says to them, "Have you caught anything?"
耶稣问他们说，你们打着什么没有？
And they say, "No, we haven't."
他说我们没有。
So Jesus instructs them to cast the net on the other side.
耶稣告诉他们说，你们应该把网撒在右边。
And they catch a miraculous supply of fish.
他们就抓住了很多很多的鱼。
The Apostle John turns to Jesus, or excuse me, turns to Peter and says, "It's Jesus."
使徒约翰告诉彼得说，那是耶稣。
Peter puts on his outer wear because he was stripped down so he could fish. So he puts on his cloak and he jumps into the water and starts to swim toward shore.
彼得赶紧把衣服穿上，然后从水里边游向耶稣。
That's an enthusiastic love for Jesus.
那是对耶稣何等热情的爱。
The beautiful thing about Peter's failure is that he was restored privately and publicly by Jesus.
彼得最终呢，在私下以及在公开的场合，都被主耶稣的恩典来重建。
That's because Jesus knew in Peter's heart that Peter loved him very, very much.
因为主耶稣知道在彼得的心里他是爱他的。
Luke 24:34 tells us that Jesus spent some private time with Peter, and we assume he reconciled him at that time.
路加二十四章第三十四节里边，主耶稣和彼得在一起，我们能够看出他和彼得之间的误会已经消除，他们重归于好。
And in John 21, while they're on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, Jesus restored Peter in front of the other disciples.
在约翰福音二十一章里边，在加利利海的岸边，在其他的门徒面前，耶稣让别人知道他和彼得之间已经重归于好。
So Peter is a wonderful example of what it is to love Jesus.
所以彼得是爱耶稣的一个非常好的一个见证。
Now, I've been talking about our love for Jesus, but I haven't yet defined what I mean by love.
我已经说了许多有关爱耶稣的事情，但是呢，我还没有定义爱到底是什么。
The New Testament was written in Koine Greek.
新约是用希腊文书写的。
And the Greeks had different words for love.
在希腊文里边有不同的爱的字眼。
We have one word for love in English. Love.
在我们英文里边只有一个字，就是爱。
And I use that word to describe all kinds of things that I love, but I mean different things by what I say.
我们虽然用同一个字来表达爱，但是我们在不同的场合或者是不同的要说的事情里边，我们表述的意思实际上是不一样的。
I love chocolate chip cookies.
我喜欢带巧克力的饼干。
I love pizza.
我喜欢意大利饼。
I love Chinese food.
我喜欢中国食品。
And I love my wife.
我爱我妻子。
But I mean different things by using that same word.
虽然我都是说爱，但是中间的意思可是大不一样哦。
The Greeks had specific words for specific kinds of love.
在希腊文里边，面对不同的场合，有完全不同的字来表达。
They had a word for family love.
在家庭成员之间的爱有一个字。
They had a word for emotional love.
在情感上的爱又是另外一个字。
And they had a word to describe the love between a man and a woman in marriage.
在婚姻当中，男士对他的妻子的爱又是另外一个字。
And they had another word that they didn't use very often.
另外还有一个不怎么常用的字。
It's the Greek word agape.
是 agape, 在希腊文里面叫 agape.
And the New Testament writers like Paul and Peter and John,
在新约里边约翰彼得
they took that word and infused new, significant, and deep meaning for the Christians.
他们就用这个字来注入我们基督徒应该是一种怎样的爱。
And this is the word that's used to describe how we should love Jesus and how Jesus loves us.
这个字也就是表明我们应该如何的来爱耶稣，也表述的是耶稣是怎么样来爱我们的。
It speaks of a deep affection and care that leads you to act.For someone else's benefit.
这个字是指的是为了别人的利益而采取的一个行动，而表示深切的同情和关怀。
It is unconditional.
是无条件的。
It is selfless.
是无私的。
And it is sacrificial.
是带着牺牲的。
And it's based on will, not emotions.
它是基于意志上的，而不是情感上的。
It's making an intentional and deliberate choice.
它是要做一个故意的、慎重的一个选择。
In one sense, love is invisible and it's inside us.
这种爱呢，是隐藏在内的，是看不见的。
We could look at it as a root that produces fruit on the outside.
你可以这么想，它是一个根，以至于在外边能结出果子来。
And many scriptures teach us this.
在很多的经文中都是这样教导我们的。
Earlier we read some passages from John 14.
刚才我们已经念过约翰福音第十四章里边的几节经文。
And I could boil all three of those verses down to this.
那三段的经文里边实际上可以归结如下。
Jesus said, love obeys.
耶稣指的是你们若爱我的话，你们就会遵守我的命令。
Love does what God has commanded us to do.
爱就是我们做神要我们所做的事情。
If I could read a passage of scripture that would give you specifics of what love looks like,
如果我要找一段经文来告诉大家，那爱到底是怎么一回事呢？
I would read from the love chapter.
我就要从爱的有关爱的那章里边找出来。
First Corinthians 13.
哥林多前书第十三章。
When you look at 1 Corinthians 13, understand these are not adjectives that describe love. These are verbs that tell us this is what love does.
如果你仔细看的话，那这里边并不是一些有关爱的一些形容词，这里边讲的都是一些动词，告诉我们怎么样才是爱。
Listen to the words of the Apostle Paul.
我们来听使徒保罗是怎么说的。
Love is patient and kind.
爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Love is not jealous or boastful.
爱是不嫉妒不自夸。
It's never proud or rude.
不张狂不做害羞的事。
Love does not demand its own way.
不求自己的益处。
Love is not irritable.
不轻易发怒。
And it keeps no record of when it has been wronged.
不计算人的恶。
It is never glad about injustice.
不喜欢不义。
But rejoices whenever the truth wins out.
只喜欢真理。
Love never gives up.
凡事。
Love never loses faith.
凡事相信。
It is always hopeful.
凡事盼望。
And it endures through every circumstance.
凡事忍耐。
That's the love we're talking about. When we talk about how Jesus loves us and how we are to love Jesus.
这就是耶稣是如何爱我们的，也是我们应该如何来爱耶稣。
Now let me share some practical ideas with you as to what this love means.
我想和你们分享一些这个爱到底是实际上我们如何来操作。
And as I read through this list, I want you to measure your love for Jesus with this list.
当我把下面这个几条说出来的时候，请你也考虑一下你是怎么样做的。
This list is not original with me.
下面这个条目不是我自己想出来的。
I'm very thankful for a pastor, a preacher, a theologian by the name of John Piper.
是约翰·派珀，他是一位神学家，也是一位牧师，是他提出来的。
So here's the list, and see how you measure up.
咱们来看看咱们每一个人到底是怎么做的呢？
If I love Jesus,
如果我爱耶稣，
I regard with wonder Jesus Christ more than any other human or even an angel.
那么 我看耶稣的话会比看其他任何的人或者是甚至是天使更为惊叹和惊喜。
If I love Jesus, I enjoy his ways and his words more than I enjoy the ways and the words of anyone else.
如果我爱耶稣，那么我喜欢他行事的方式和他说的话语胜过其他任何人。
If I love Jesus, I want his approval more than I want the approval of anyone else.
如果我爱耶稣，那么我希望得到他的认可胜过其他任何人对我的认可。
If I love Jesus, I want to be with him more than I want to be with anyone else.
如果我爱耶稣，我是想和他在一起远超过和其他人在一起。
If I love Jesus, I feel more grateful to him for what he has done for me than I do anyone else.
如果我爱耶稣，那么我会因为他为我所做的一切来感恩，甚远远超过我对其他任何人的感激。
If I love Jesus, I trust his words more fully than I trust what anyone else says.
如果我爱耶稣，那我就相信他所说的话胜过其他任何人所说的话。
If I love Jesus, I am more glad in his exaltation than in the exaltation of anyone else, including me.
如果我爱耶稣，我就会要因为他被高举而感到高兴和快乐，远远胜过其他人，甚至我自己被高举。
If I love Jesus, I obey him when he commands me.
如果我爱耶稣的话，那么他命令我的时候，我就要顺从他。
If I love Jesus, I follow him when he leads me.
当他带领我的时候，我就跟从他。
If I love Jesus, I trust him whatever the trial is.
如果我爱耶稣的话，不管试炼如何，我都要信赖他。
If I love Jesus, I hate what he hates.
如果我爱耶稣，我就要恨他所恨的。
And if I love Jesus, I love what he loves.
如果我爱耶稣，我就要爱他所爱的东西。
And finally, if I love Jesus, I love who he loves.
最后，如果我爱耶稣，那我就要爱他所爱的人。
Don't answer out loud, but how did you measure up? How did you measure up?
你做得怎么样呢？
Christianity is a love relationship with Jesus Christ.
基督信仰是与耶稣基督爱的一种关系。
And as I close, I want to tell you a story.
当我结束的时候，我跟大家说一个故事。
Earlier we sang this song, Come Thou Fount.
早些时候，我们在这里唱了一首诗歌，恩福源泉。
That song was written in the 18th century.
这首诗是在第十八世纪时候写的。
By an Englishman named Robert Robinson.
是一位英国作家叫做罗伯特·罗宾逊写的。
The song is autobiographical.
这首诗呢，实际上是有点像他的自传。
It's a confession of a tendency he had to wander away from the Lord Jesus.
他承认他自己不知不觉的就偏离了主。
He was a man of tremendous intellectual brilliance.
他是一个绝顶聪明的人。
But Robert Robinson was, in the words of Scripture, unstable as water.
用但是呢，用圣经的话来说，罗宾逊是一个像滚沸如水一样犹疑不定。
In his later years, he drifted away from God.
后来他慢慢地远离了上帝。
And that weakness is identified and reflected on in the third stanza of the hymn that we just sang.
他这种慢慢地远离主，反映在刚才我们所唱的那首诗歌的第三段里面。
Let me read it again and listen carefully to what he wrote.
大家仔细听听他是怎么样啊？第三段歌词他是怎么写的
？Oh, to grace, how great a debtor!
每日主赐恩典无限。
Daily, I'm constrained to be.
付主恩典债有万千。
Let thy goodness like a fetter.
愿主恩典如链。牵连
bind my wandering heart to thee.
系我心在主身边。
Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it.
我深知道我心易变。
Prone to leave the God I love.
常离主爱行己路。
Here's my heart, O take and seal it.
今将身心完全奉献。
Seal it in thy courts.Above.
从今以后永远属主。
Now let me tell you the story.
现在我来跟你讲这个故事。
In a spiritually backslidden condition.
当时在作者灵性非常退步软弱的光景下。
The author was traveling in a stagecoach one day.
有一天他坐在一站的一个马车上旅行。
The only other passenger was a young woman whom he did not know.
他唯一的一位同伴是他所不认识的一位年轻的女士。
In the providence of God, and not realizing who it was she spoke with, the woman quoted Come thou fount.
在上帝旨意的安排之下，这位女士她并没有意识到坐在她对面的到底是谁。她这时候她引用了刚才这首诗歌里边的歌词。
And she shared with him what a tremendous encouragement the song had been to her in her faith.
她告诉她面前这位男士，这首诗歌对她来说是多么大的一个鼓励。
So Robinson tried very hard to change the subject on many occasions.
罗宾逊努力地想来改变这个话题。
Without success.
但是他怎么试也没有成功。
And finally he said to her with tears in his eyes.
最后呢，罗宾逊含着眼泪对这位女士说，
Madam, I am the poor unhappy man who wrote that hymn many, many years ago.
他说，夫人，我就是在多年以前写这首诗歌的那个可怜的不幸的人。
And I would give 1,000 worlds if I had them to enjoy those feelings once again.
如果我能有1,000个世界，我愿意付出这1,000个世界来享受当时那种美好的感受。
Very gently, she replied with these words.
这位女士这样轻轻的、轻柔的回答他。
Sir, the streams of mercy are still flowing.
他说：“先生，恩典的清泉仍在涌流。”
I believe that's what the prophet wrote so long ago when he said, "There are new mercies every day."
这就是先知里边所说过的，这每天都是新的。
He was deeply touched by that.
他深心里边有个很深的触动。
And as a result of that encounter with that young woman, he repented of his sins and returned to the Lord.
因着这次与这位年轻女子的相遇，他悔改了，转向神了。
It's a wonderful story because it teaches us that God loves us with an eternal, enduring love that never gives up on us.
这是一个非常鼓舞人的一个故事，它告诉我们耶稣上帝那永远不变的爱一直在那里。
And if we're truly born again Christians, that love will once again be resurrected and we can love Jesus again.
如果我们是一个真正重新得救的基督徒，那我们对耶稣的这种爱总有一天会苏醒过来。
I started with a question, I'm going to end with the same question.
今天我是以一个提问开始的，现在我也要用同样的提问来结束我今天的讲道。
Do you love the Lord Jesus?
你爱主耶稣吗？
I close with the Apostle Paul's prayer for his friends in Philippi.
下面呢，我就用保罗为腓立比他的朋友的祷告来结束。
And this is what he prayed for them.
他所祷告的是这样。
And this I pray that your love may abound still more and more.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心多而又多。
By the grace of God, may each one of us love Jesus better today than we did yesterday.
愿主耶稣的恩典让我们今天爱他胜过昨天爱他的程度。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告吧。
Dear Heavenly Father,
天父上帝，
Thank you for saving our souls.
谢谢你拯救我们的灵魂。
Thank you for sending the Lord Jesus to die for our sins.
谢谢你赐下主耶稣为我们的罪过而死。
Thank you that he rose from the dead and he lives today.
谢谢你让他从死中复活，今天他仍然活着。
Thank you for giving us faith to believe that he is the one who can save us.
谢谢你也给我们这样的信心， 我们能够相信他能够救我们。
And we have the Holy Spirit who lives in us.
愿活在我们中间的圣灵。
And he can produce love in us for you.
在我们心中产生对你的爱。
And we pray this morning that you would help us to love you better.
今天早上我们祷告，求你帮助我们能够爱你更多。
May our love grow higher and wider and deeper.
让我们对你的爱更高、更宽、更深。
Help us to love you like you love us.
帮助我们能够像你爱我们那样来爱你。
And Lord, help us to love one another like you love us.
主啊，也让我们彼此相爱，正如你爱我们一样。
Father, thank you for these dear saints and the opportunity to share your word with them.
主啊，谢谢你让我今天能够在这里分享你的话语。
And may you bless us now as we go our ways, praising you for how good you are.
当我们今后走开，我们赞美你的时候，求你就祝福带领我们。
And we pray this in the wonderful name of Jesus, the one whom we love. Amen.
我们奉一个爱我们的主耶稣的名来祷告。阿门。
Thank you again.
谢谢大家。